to Early Gospel Relationship Flow, and we have the good honor of my holy soulmate in the house. Say hello.
Hello.
Wow, what a day. What a time period. We went through Purim. We used that beautiful pic from Purim and we were all smiling.
You did?
No, I want to. Cover pic. There's been so much going on.
Gosh, since Purim.
Wow, since we last recorded. Last time we discussed his Baruch Isaac's second visit, I think it was a third visit, 48 hours.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we were driving back each time, remember? We drove back. And then this time it was like a daytime one, and it was, and there was a whole week one, remember? The whole week?
Yeah.
We had the week one, and then we had the weekend one. Now it's like 17 on, 4 days off. It's like, you know, it's unbelievable what he's accomplished, and we're so proud of him. He got an award, he got a medal.
I can't remember if I mentioned when I spoke with you the last time about how amazing it was in Aza not having their phones and being disconnected, and they really connected with their true inner selves and with each other in that way.
Shame we're using a phone. But yeah, that's true.
What phones?
We're using a phone now.
No, obviously I need to, but I'm just saying in that setup, like the way we grew up without internet,
the good old
and
days, 90s,
without mobile phones and stuff, and you just connect, you really experience things and you connect. You know, Mindy went on her, our younger daughter, she went on her on like a 2-day trip with school, like a teal, like the teal shanati, the yearly trip, and we're not allowed to take their phones with them. Few of the girls wanted to sneak their phone in at least for the night, and I said to her, try, please, like, made sure she didn't take her phone. I said, just experience it. And she phoned me from the teacher's phone tonight before she's going to go to bed to say goodnight, and she was so happy she didn't have her phone, because she really, I said, like, just look at, like, experience the nature. They went on a hike, there was nice water, they could like jump inside. And
well, I worked really, really hard on that note to try and not be on my phone when we were driving.
What's
I was looking
that?
Out of the view. And then I was listening to you at D-City.
We went out today. We decided we need to just change the flow and go out. And I just started driving. I didn't know where to, like where we were going to go. And then I missed the turning of where we thought maybe we should go. So then I just kept driving straight. We ended up like near Male Adumim.
Yeah.
So we went to D-City. Pretty boring.
It's a few times now that like, I've managed to keep the phone away.
You didn't have your phone on for the drive there.
And there's special moments where the phone's not available, thank God.
No, you're not very good, sorry to say. You're working on it. The moment
work in progress.
When you do it, it's very
look,
nice.
Look, our own older son realizes that not having a phone for that time period was one of the best things. And now he's back on the phone. He's trying to figure out how to use it in a more like effective way,
productive
where you
beneficial.
Learn.
You can actually maybe like, when he has a bit of time, it's sort of like going on TikTok to actually learn something. He wanted to take some books with him, but he didn't remember. He'll have to take next time. But he just phoned me. It was very nice, and
we see that the focus in relationships is hard work.
Basically, what it actually comes down to, that I had a conversation with him. When he was back now for a few days, and he was saying he's getting to a point of having like a relationship with himself and understanding who he is. Like being in the army is really, and also being in Aza in the ward really made him think about his whole life and think about who he is and what he wants and stuff. And I think that's like what we spoke about. You really have to have a relationship with yourself and with Hashem, obviously, but have that knowing of yourself in order to be able to have a relationship with someone else.
Right. Self-awareness and...
Like, he's like already... Like
Avis Yisrael comes from first, Reft, loving yourself.
His last day here, he just drove by himself to a...
Self-love.
To a... It's not a Mayan. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's a Mayan.
Yeah. Mikveh kind of thing.
No.
Spring.
Yeah. Natural spring. That's it. Well done. And he just, and like in nature, and he went there by himself for hours. He put on like a shir to listen to for a little bit. He listened to music. He just chilled there, went in the water, and he said like he didn't have any FOMO, like he wasn't thinking of missing out on anything. He was just happy to be with himself over there, just experiencing the moment. And
that's a big accomplishment for a young man.
No, because he never,
coming out, there's so much action, there's so much to do. You know, we had Purim, it was so busy.
Just having that calmness in oneself to,
yeah,
or to be comfortable in your own skin, really. It's such a big deal. Not easy nowadays.
Yeah, to be able
not
to be,
easy.
You know, like we have Daddy Fencer in town, so we're putting him on in Tel Aviv. So I'm saying this because he's someone who works very hard in his busy lifestyle to take an hour out or half an hour out and just really connect. And that comes together also a relationship as well, the date night, and it's
well,
a challenge.
Well, that's like, say today we went out.
Well, date day.
We went out and I really needed to talk.
Enjoyed that blueberry thing.
And it was a blueberry. Anyway, so like we went out today and I kind of needed to talk more, like about all my deep emotions, and you get a little bit nervous when it happens because I feel everything very intensely, experience everything on like I call the high frequency. We really had to, it was a bit hard for you. And I'm just bringing this up because like
hard for me.
It was a little bit, what's the word? Intense.
But look, we got through it by the end of the day.
By the end of the day, we got through it. It was like kind of like this
by
journey.
Tonight, and
it was
that's
like,
why we're doing this flow, to like
and
celebrate.
It would be like at a point, like there was a point there.
Celebrate
when I was
the
like,
victories.
It was very intense. Just about my like life.
You know, there's struggle in the process.
It wasn't about between us. It was about like just my inner world and my inner stuff. And I felt things very intensely about like myself. I overthink and my mind just like tortures me.
Well, I'm gonna take a little advice from Gedalia and give us some chizik that we didn't discuss before. I think we should make a cheesecake party or whatever that version is, some sort of whatever we enjoy, you know.
What's
like
that gonna do with what I was just saying?
Because we should celebrate the fact that we are growing in our relationship. We're gonna accomplish some of the things we discussed today.
But let me just explain.
We're gonna get through it
before you get to the cheesecake party.
Yeah, whatever party.
Just that it was like intense because then there were moments I felt like you weren't and like feeling me. Like he listened, let me just say, he didn't have his phone in front of him, he listened amazingly. But like I didn't feel like he was feeling me. And that was like really hard for me. Like I didn't feel like, and then it was hard and I cried and it was intense. But like we rode the wave, we you know, we came home. I went and lay down a little bit, and
I did not lay down. I was busy working,
right. And I just kind of closed my eyes a little bit, just to kind of needed to ride the wave in that way. And then we were able to kind of flow again. And it's very important, I guess, to understand that because it's like these
ups and downs.
And
moments of connection, moments where you don't feel so connected, you're still trying.
Right.
But life is difficult. There's a lot of obstacles and you feel like some of them feel a bit overwhelming. So you feel like, how can you connect?
Our battles within ourselves are so intense and that's what...
And you're triggering each other and stuff like that. But the beautiful thing is that you have to mum in. We're soulmates.
Did, and he went and had some time with himself. Yeah. And that self-reflecting time is very important to be able to then reconnect with your
and
partner.
Just to realize, bottom line, the persistency and never giving up attitude is the key in everything we're doing. And it does bring fruits at the end of it. Payrus, literally. I mean, we drank a bunch, but... You get the success, and then you can celebrate the fact that there was hard moments, but you got through it. And those hard moments should not be taken for granted, because there's a lot of growth when you face the pain and feel the feelings you need to feel, even if I'm not such a professional at it.
Right.
But
But
I have
to
a
say,
good teacher.
He's not the most professional, emotional
feeler.
Person, feeler.
But compared to where I come from,
exactly,
I'm pretty well.
And my son,
English,
in the
called
army.
English mentality.
My son is in the army. He just phoned. I just had a nice conversation with him, and he said it was like so nice. Like when he was in ASDA, maybe a bit before, like before he went in, I think you had like a time on like Shabbos. You just went for a walk together,
yeah.
And connected, and then. Like the few times that when he got to come out for a little bit, like he saw how much like you missed him and how much you were worried about him, and he like you showed him more like emotion than you had before, and it really made like a difference to him. It really like opened up his heart like so much more, like it made him
yeah.
more connected, which was very
and cool. I know we hopefully please God with safety and heavenly protection, everyone should keep praying. We'll get plenty more times together to connect as a family, as father and son and father and daughter and all the different children. And the whole thing is that we have to realize that the relationship flow is what life's about. And we have to really pray for it and invest in it and realize there's going to be hard moments. But it's worth it because, you know, I'm learning right now, Tanya, there's a lot of war inner struggle, but it's worth it. Inner struggle
yeah.
leads to a lot of growth.
It's intense, the inner struggle, but it's necessary.
Yeah, we have to do it. No escapism. It's just, it has to be faced and dealt with. And eventually, once I feel you go through that and you set the test that Hashem's giving you, and then Hashem blesses you with good things afterwards. It really is a process. And thank you, Hashem, we got through it, you know, today. At least today. I don't know what's coming tomorrow.
Exactly.
But take
for
each
now.
Day as it comes. Yeah.
For now.
Anyway, everyone should be blessed with a beautiful relationship flow. I enjoyed this one. Thank you. Happy
Thank
days.
Me. Thank
happy,
me.
Happy Chodesh. Happy Pesach. All the best.